Well, hey there. Welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. Hey, if you're around here at Sugar Hill Church, you know the holidays are a really big deal, and we love serving our community. Well, this year, we have an opportunity to sponsor kids in our community for Christmas again. This year, we've partnered with 8 schools that are part of the North Gwinnett and the Lanier clusters, and it really is an amazing way to help kids that need some help experience and have a great, great Christmas. So if you want to be part of that, you can actually adopt a child. If you're at church this Sunday or the next Sunday, stop by the lobby. You can sign up. You'll be assigned a guy or a girl. You'll know their age. You'll know their sizes. And it's just a huge way of blessing our community. All you have to do is do a little shopping off of the list you're giving and then bring it back wrapped the next week or the week after. And literally, you'll help bless a home. You'll help bless a family. So thanks in advance for praying about that, thinking about that, and I'd love for you to be part of that. Have you noticed that everybody wears some sort of label? I mean, we do. We allow ourselves to be labeled by something. The most common one is how many times we've filled out the little name tag, little sticker that says, "My name is." So you write in, "My name is Bobby." So obviously, who we are is a huge label that we wear. A second label that we wear is what we do. Last year, I remember being at a Christmas party with my wife at her for her company, and I was around all these amazing, high caliber business leaders. And I would just walk around and say hello, and they would introduce themselves. "Hey, I'm Jim. I'm a banker." Or, "Hey, I'm Joe. I'm a lawyer." "Hey, I'm Bob. I'm a builder," or whatever, right? I mean, those two labels commonly go together. This is who I am, and this is what I do. And if we're not careful, we'll allow those two labels to be the most important labels in our life. We'll allow what we do on the outside to define us. But here's the thing in Scripture. The most important thing isn't necessarily who you are. The most important thing isn't necessarily what you do, but there's a third label that if we're not careful, we'll ignore. Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 and 18. Listen to what he says to believers. He says, "For we are the temple of the living God." So let that sink in for a minute. "For we are the temple of the living God. As God said," then he quotes God, "I will make my dwelling among them and I will walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." And so there's a third label here. Yes, we're definitely known by who we are. My name is Bobby. We're definitely known by what we do. I'm a pastor. But the most important label I wear is not just who I am or what I do, but the third label is who is living inside of you. And what Paul says to every believer is he says, God doesn't live in some building. God's not in some tabernacle. He's not in some temple. He's not in some remote holy place. But at the moment of salvation, the presence of God steps out of heaven and steps into our heart and takes up residence inside of us. And so what that means is if you know Christ personally, the most important thing that you have going for you is not who you are, not what you do, not what zip code you live in, not what clothing you wear, not how big your house is, not did you get a big bonus, are you expecting a big bonus, not are you traveling the world. The most important thing that you have going for you is that the presence of God lives inside of you. As my friend says it this way, he says, if you know God personally, that means you are God's address. Think about that. Out of all of the places that God could have chosen to live, he chooses to live inside of us. And so if you know him, he's living inside of you. And so as you walk into this day, I want to encourage you, don't allow yourself to be labeled and then therefore shaped by the wrong things. Are those other labels important? Yeah, they play a part in our life. But the most important label that ought to shape us is who is living inside of us. And so everywhere you go today, if you know Christ personally, God goes with you. Every conversation you have today, God's there with you. Every time you go shopping, every time you go to movies, every time you do whatever you're doing, God is there with you and he loves you. And so today, it's not just who you are, It's not just what you do, but it's who is living inside of you. Man, I hope you'll be encouraged with that today, and I hope you'll join us this Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11, and it's going to be a great day as we get to celebrate just a little piece of all God's been doing here at Sugar Hill Church. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.